The World This Week. Business.
Joe Biden imposed another round of tariffs on Chinese exports to America, most notably increasing the duties on electric vehicles to 100%. America imports relatively few Chinese EVs, but Mr. Biden suggested his steps were preemptive. Chinese carmakers are expanding in Europe, but we're not going to let China flood our market, said the president, with one eye on votes in Michigan, the center of America's car industry, and a crucial state in November's election. Tariffs are also going up on semiconductors, solar cells, and critical minerals. A furious China described the decision as political manipulation and vowed to retaliate. Anglo-American decided to break up its business to fend off a revised takeover bid from BHP, valued at £34 billion, that's $43 billion. Anglo will divest its coking coal assets and spin off its platinum and De Beers diamonds divisions. It is also considering the options for its nickel business in order to focus on copper, iron ore and crop nutrients. The mining giant's headquarters are in London, but it employs 45,000 people in South Africa, where it was founded in 1917. The government there will want a say in any demerger or sale process. The Brazilian government replaced Jean Paul Prates as chief executive of Petrobras, the state oil company, with Magda Chambriard, the former head of the energy regulator. Markets took a dim view. The move will be cheered by left-wing politicians who want Petrobras to lower prices and invest more to create jobs. The competition accelerated in artificial intelligence services. OpenAI updated its chatbot model to GPT-4o. The O stands for Omni, or all-encompassing. The latest version is able to interpret voice commands to hold a conversation. And Alphabet unveiled Project Astra, an AI assistant that also responds to voice commands. All the energy used to power data centers for AI is causing tech companies' carbon emissions to rise. Microsoft reported a 31% increase in its indirect, Scope 3, emissions last year, from building more data centers, including the carbon found in construction materials, as well as from semiconductors, servers and racks. Tencent announced a sharp increase in quarterly net profit to 42 billion yuan, $5.8 billion, boosted by advertising and e-commerce. The Chinese tech giant's gaming business also showed improvement, which Tencent hopes will be boosted by the forthcoming release in China of Dungeon and Fighter, a popular mobile game. The annual inflation rate in America dipped to 3.4% in April, following two consecutive monthly rises. Investors are poring over every detail of the monthly consumer price indices for clues about when the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates. The slightly lower inflation data delighted markets, propelling the S&P 500, Nasdaq Composite and Dow Jones Industrial Average to record levels. Higher prices in Japan that are causing consumers to tighten their belts were the main factor behind the economy shrinking by 0.5% in the first 3 months of the year, quarter on quarter. An earthquake at the start of 2024 also dented output. Britain's economy pulled out of recession in the first quarter of 2024, growing by 0.6% compared with the last quarter of 2023. That was a faster pace of growth than America's 0.4% and the Eurozone's 0.3% on the same basis. But compared with the first quarter of 2023, GDP rose by only 0.2%. The meme stocks at the centre of a day trader's frenzy during the pandemic came roaring back. GameStop's share price surged by 74% and AMC Entertainment's by 78% in a day. The cause was the sudden burst of activity on the Roaring Kitty account on X, which had been dormant since June 2021. Roaring Kitty is the brainchild of Keith Gill, a small trader who posts video clips and images as clues about his investment tips without mentioning the name of the company. Despite turning a profit in the first 3 months of 2024, SoftBank reported another annual net loss of 228 billion yuan, $1.4 billion, for the 12 months ending March 31st. The Japanese tech investment company is banking on AI for its future growth, based on the performance of Arm, a chip designer that floated on the stock market in September and in which SoftBank owns a 90% stake. Raspberry Pi announced its intention to list shares on the London Stock Exchange. The firm, based in Cambridge, has sold over 60 million low-cost single-board computers and modules since it began trading in 2012. It grew out of a charitable foundation to promote the study of computing, allowing children and their parents to build their own PC and learn coding. It has a dedicated fan base.